Yeah, it did remind me of those 2011 Mavs. All right, it is 9:10.
George?
Yeah?
Are we going to get to talk about Doris Burke?
What about her?
Whose voice is this?
This is the person that sucked the life out of the trophy ceremony last night.
Oh, here he
is. I'm Doris Burke.
He hates
she
Doris Burke.
She did a great job.
I'm a modern-day female version of Howard Cosell.
She did a great job.
Why? How did you dig so deep into your reserves to produce such an epic performance?
I don't know.
I don't know if today's climate.
Let me bring down the energy even more of this trophy celebration.
What's she supposed to do? Act like she's Drake?
George, you love me.
I do. I think you're a quality broadcaster.
Kiss Doris Burke, George.
I'm not going to kiss
her.
Kiss me, George.
No.
She wants a kiss, George. Stop. Give her a kiss.
Kiss me, or I'll consume an energy gel.
Oh, she's threatening you, George.
All right, let's get to the corner.
Your phone calls in just a moment, and the story of the real estate purchase in just a moment. But I just want to acknowledge that my brain is officially insane. As the whole break, all it does is keep gnawing on the scenario of Doris Burke telling George that he better kiss her or she is threatening to consume an energy gel. That makes my brain crazy.
George, kiss me or I'm going to consume an energy gel. Why does that make you crazy, Gordon?
It just does. I just don't understand. Why does she want George to kiss her?
George,
in the first
place? I love her so much.
Defend our love to Gordon. Please.
And then that's such suicidal threat of I'm going to consume an energy gel.
Last year, I called her the greatest female sportscaster, maybe of all time. Certainly now.
There's no way I am.
Who's better?
Everybody's better than me, George.
She's great.
Listen at her. How can you say anyone with that voice is great,
George? She's 50 times the broadcaster Tony Romo is.
That is not
true,
George.
Well, if we're going to evaluate broadcasters, I'm just going to say that.
I spoke with Steve Kerr in the tunnel, and he told me that Kevin Durant was eating an energy gel.
That's great reporting, Doris.
It is.
Thanks
she gave
for that
the details.
Note.
Now I've been informed that every athlete eats energy gels, and I shouldn't have reported that.
How is that a great note, George?
That's what she's witnessed.
I spoke with Nick Nurse in the tunnel.
She's giving eyewitness accounts.
Did someone blow out their Achilles?
He reported that Kyle Lowry just had a cup of Gatorade. Back to you, Mike.
It's not really big news. Yeah, how do you say it? Achilles?
I don't know.
I always say Achilles.
Kiss me, George.
Achilles?
Yep.
George, Achilles. Yeah, I always say Achilles. Achilles heel.
Kiss
Achilles
my neck,
heel.
George, and work your way up to my earlobes.
No, maybe I do say Achilles.
What's wrong with you? Leave her alone.
Make love to her, George.
No, but
she needs you to make love to her.
If you don't make love to me in the next 3 minutes, I'll consume two energy gels.
There you go, George.
She said energy gel one time.
She said 3 minutes, so you've got time to spare.
I said three times in game one, not one time. I repeat, Steph Curry was consuming an energy gel.
Listen, she needs an energy gel, George.
Now my ransom has gone up. If you don't make love to me in 1 minute, I'll consume three energy gels.
Oh, no. Oh, George, please do something.
I didn't say
this
the trophy presentation.
So
did she not do a good job?
I just went to four.
Uh-oh.
Four energy gels.
All right, George, if she smears energy gel across her chest, will you consume it off of her?
I'm not speaking to either one of you.
Why? We're talking Doris Burke.
Because I think
she
does a really good job, and you guys are just minimizing what she contributes to a broadcast.
The number of energy gels goes up.
Time's up, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no!
Here I go.
George! Oh, she just slurped an energy gel. Oh, it's
gross.
As promised,
nothing really is happening.
I'm going to have the fourth energy gel in the tunnel with Nick Nurse.
That's weird. Oh, I love it.
Don't applaud yourself.
I'm applauding Doris Burke, who's in studio with us. Feel free to hang out here, Doris.
No, she's got to go.
No, she's fine. She's tired. She's got time.
When are you doing Fake Nolan next?
I don't know. Well, I'll talk to you about that off air.